Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
Seems that you can't turn around these days without finding another site that's serving up video, but what about high-quality video? Now, I'm not just talking content-wise, I'm talking about visuals. And I think DivX has got that nailed. In fact, they've had high-quality video nailed for quite a while. You may be familiar with the brand, even with its weird upstart. You know, not sure if DivX was the same DivX that Circuit City was trying to push forward instead of DVD, but no, it's completely different. And of course, it's evolved and moved much past that initial brand. And we're talking with Tom over at DivX here today to see what's up with their new Stage 6 product. Stage 6 is your effort of kind of aggregating legal DivX content and funnel it into one spot?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, Stage 6 is, first of all, it's a very early alpha release of this product, so a lot will probably ultimately change. But DivX Stage 6 is essentially, a digital video community that we have created. And you mentioned the high-quality video, which is really the thing that has set DivX apart kind of from the beginning. And, you know, we wanted to create a place where content creators of any kind of stripe, whether it's just, you know, kind of user-generated content or more kind of premium content, could come to really, not just distribute their video on the internet. As you mentioned, there are many, many sites to let you do that, but really kind of build a brand around their content and give the community a higher quality experience. Higher quality in terms just of visual quality. You know, the DivX codec is very good, but also in what you can do with the content. So if you go to Stage 6, you'll see that, you can play a video in a browser as you could on any other video site, but you can also download it, and then you can play it back on any DivX certified device. For the past few years, we've worked with a wide variety of consumer electronics partners to get DivX playback capability on DVD players and portable media players. So there are all these devices out in the world that are DivX certified. So now you can take any video on Stage 6, download it, and then, you know, watch it on your television, watch it on your portable media player. So it really kind of extends the experience and makes the content more useful to people. It's not just, you know, strictly internet video.
Okay, so why Stage 6 as opposed to something easier to say like Stage 1? See, I can do that one. Stage 1, that's easy.
Yeah, that's a good question. The kind of the etymology behind the Stage 6 name has to do with this kind of vision we have for the evolution of digital video. It's kind of, the next stage, we think, for digital media. And we have this idea of this kind of what we call internally this better media future, where, you know, people have better access to content, more mechanisms to kind of discover that content, and the ability ultimately to create better and more meaningful content because of the opportunities that exist with digital technology. And we really feel that it's this kind of technology is a very important kind of evolution in the way we experience media, and that's kind of the stage part of it.
You know, I've been talking with Ben over there at DivX about various and sundry projects that I've been up to. We recently talked about kind of bringing all the old tech TV crew together and funneling them into one site, just because that doesn't exist anymore, and our existing community is looking for a place to go. What do you hope Stage 6 is going to bring to the table that, let's say, YouTube, Rever, or Grouper, I guess, which was just recently acquired for, what, like $1 billion? I mean, talk about overvaluation. No, it was like closer to 65, which is still quite high. Sure. What do you hope to bring to the table other than, you know, the DivX plugin?
Well, that's a good question. And I think, you know, I've talked to Ben actually about this, your tech TV reunion idea, which I think is a great one. And, you know, we're big fans of Twit and all the old, tech TV guys who are out in the universe, including yourself. And we would love to help bring that together. And that, you know, the kind of the community aspect of Stage 6 is something that, you know, may not be as evident in the alpha launch, because in order to really understand the community and you know, the features that it allows, you have to have a community of users, right, which we're kind of building, and you have to have a lot of different kinds of content, which we're also building. But ultimately, what Stage 6 will let a content creator, like, say, yourself do, is really customize the experience in a way that maybe some other sites don't let you. So you know, you're not just putting videos up and throwing them out into the world through the internet. You can create your own custom channel, which anyone can do, with your own, you know, branding, your own design, your own copy. You completely control the experience on that channel. You choose the content you want people to see, and then you really interact with the community. We have this whole kind of what we're calling on the site karma structure, where people are given mod points and are given, you know, kind of the ability to rate videos and even rate comments by other people. And the way in which you use the site builds up karma. So you get a higher karma score. And the more karma you have, the more kinds of things you can do on the site. So the idea is to kind of reward interaction in the community. And as a content creator, there are a lot of different ways that you could kind of use that to, you know, give people extra things and build up karma and interact in the community with a lot of different ways. So, you know, there's some kind of built-in community-building features of the site that we think will be attractive to content providers to help create this kind of interactive community around their content. But also, you know, as you mentioned, the quality is an important aspect. And content creators, you know, particularly with premium content, very much care about how that looks, as do viewers. And, you know, if you look at Stage 6 just today, there's some great, you know, HD content. We have a Ben, who you mentioned, shot in HD, kind of a behind the scenes of a Dignation episode that happened here in San Diego, and the content on that is just amazing. And we already have people like Dignation and Hack 5 and Command N and a lot of kind of, you know, tech video blogs that are very popular have already kind of created some Stage 6 channels, and they're starting to see the you know, the benefits of that, I think.
You're facing an interesting, I guess, challenge as everybody kind of moves forward. You say that this is launched in alpha. When did you come up with this idea, and how quickly were you able to execute upon what we see today?
That's a good question, and you know,
is that too businessy?
No, I don't think that's too businessy.
Okay.
At least I can answer it in a way that's not too businessy.
Okay.
In large part because I don't really know the answer. Like, when this originally was devised, you know, it's very much been an evolution, which is another reason the stage kind of metaphor is appropriate. You know, content has always been the kind of crowning thing, the crown jewel in what we call the DivX ecosystem. And so we're always thinking about ways to kind of, you know, obviously generate more DivX content and make the content experience better for all our users. So that's been, you know, ideas on how we can do that have been around for a long, long time. And Stage 6 is kind of an evolution of a lot of those ideas. Just the getting it done, it's you know, it's taken a lot of work. It's taken a lot of development. And there are a lot of people here who've been working very, very hard on it. And it's still, as I said, it is an alpha stage. So I think, you know, we're very much gathering feedback. And I think what you see on the site will probably change.
Yeah, well, I'd imagine that you'd be, you know, keep moving forward with it, I mean, completely and utterly.
Yeah.
Is this going to change the nature of your, I guess, position? I mean, DivX has been known as, you know, kind of this plug-in, if you will, or a video codec. Are you hoping that by offering Stage 6 to your users, you know, a bigger uptake of the DivX codec, or, you know, something completely different? I mean, I realize that that's probably somewhere written down, like, we'll get more people to use DivX. But, I mean, is there something else that you're really going for here?
You know, we're really trying to give content creators the ability to, you know, build their brands by using some of the technologies that we offer and have offered for a long time. The DivX codec is not new. The DivX web player is not new. And we have, you know, these kind of millions of DivX certified consumer electronics devices out in the universe that we've had for a long time. So, you know, this Stage 6 fits in very well with all of that stuff. It's not, you know, it's not necessarily anything new. It's just a kind of a different way to use our existing technologies and, you know, have a more meaningful experience around content.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a personal passion for it too.
Yeah, I very much do. I mean, I'm very excited by it, and I think you know, I think YouTube and all those sites are great. But when I watch video on my PC or anywhere else, I care a lot about the quality of it. And I think that just the content we've already, it's been very exciting to see it take shape in the past few weeks, because, you know, none of us knew what it was going to be, and it's, you know, it is very much an alpha. We had a very kind of quiet launch. We haven't done active promotion of it, and it's, what it is now, it has become on its own. So it's fascinating to see this kind of community develop organically, and, you know, obviously we'll continue to do so.
What kind of community are you hoping to attract? I mean, you're obviously putting tools there. I mean, you can't really make community happen. It just happens on its own. Are you going for the more technical minded or for the less technical minded?
I think it'll become what it'll become. I think there are natural, there are things about this service that differentiate it from other services, and those things will naturally draw, you know, certain types of people, people who care about the quality of their video, maybe people who are more interested in having, a community and interacting with others rather than just kind of passive viewership, and probably people who want to watch their video beyond the PC on the television. Those are the kinds of things that I think, you know, we offer. So I think the community of people who care about that will be, will be a community of people who are attracted by those things. I'd also say it's a very international community. You know, DivX is a very international phenomenon and always has been. And if you look at the site right now already, you see there's a lot of different kinds of content, a lot of, different kinds of users from all over the world. But ultimately, you know, it's the content that's going to draw people in. And, you know, anyone can come in and create a channel and upload videos. And so we'll just have to see who does that. And, you know, the community of users who end up interacting with the site will be determined, I think, ultimately by that content.
I just keep coming back to, you know, why would I go here other than a YouTuber or a Rever? And what I see, I mean, just to answer my own question, what, you know, from what I see is the quality of people who are uploading things is, well, at least some of the people are uploading very high quality video, and I just don't see that matched anywhere else. My question is, as this continues to move forward and more people are uploading video, how do you think it's going to affect the codecs? And I mean this in the sense, is it going to further marginalize or make them less important? I mean, someone presses an upload button on a web form and boom, it's done.
That's a good point. I think, you know, the codec itself is a tool, right? And what matters is what you can do with it. Mm-hmm. So the more kind of transparent the actual file format or codec is, the more the content is what's important. But you know, it is the codec itself that enables this kind of high quality experience. And you know, it is the case right now where you have to upload and watch something in DivX content. So the fact that it's in DivX and the fact of the codec is kind of important. But
it is important. But do you think people really care, or should they care?
No, I don't. I mean, there are certain people who care about the codec because they're codec people and they're, you know, technologists, and those people will always care about that, and that's a very important part of our community that we will always, you know, serve and listen to, absolutely. But there are certainly probably the larger population of people don't care about the codec and don't care about the ins and outs of the technology. They just care about the experience. They care about what you can do with the content, and they care about, you know, the quality of the content itself. Absolutely, I think that's definitely true.
Do you guys have any kind of camera that you recommend for recording higher quality video? Something, you know, small, high quality, relatively affordable?
Well, there are actually two digital still cameras out on the market today that record natively in DivX format. So I would certainly recommend both of those. There's a couple models actually from Pentax, the Optio S6, which is the one that I have, and then another model number. I think maybe it's the S10 or A20, actually, from Pentax, which were great little, digital still cameras, relatively affordable, that because they capture quality in DivX, can hold a lot of video, and, you know, it looks pretty good. It's DivX video. Their Casio also has a DivX-certified still camera on the market, although that may only be available in Europe. So those are everyday consumer digital still cameras that capture video in DivX natively. As for digital video cameras, I'm not an expert on that, so I would actually defer to someone like Ben here who could tell you that. But I know that there are a lot of, you know, relatively inexpensive HD cameras on the market now that are really starting to make their way into the hands of consumers, and that's something that's really exciting is the ability to see user-generated HD content. And now, because of the great compression of the DivX format, you know, you can put a full HD video up on something like Stage 6, and the bandwidth is not prohibitive. You know, you can view it, you can download it, you can kind of interact with it in all these interesting ways. So the bar for even for user generated content is certainly being raised, and that's pretty exciting to us.
Now, how long have you been working with DivX?
Me personally?
You personally. Either personally before you were working with DivX officially or just, you know, working at the company.
Yeah, I've been at the company for, gosh, 5.5 years. I started in March of 2001, and the company has been around for about 6 years. So I started pretty early, and I knew a little bit about DivX before I joined the company, but not a lot. So I can't say that I was a huge DivX person before I started here, but I certainly have become one.
No, I'd hope so. I mean, do you guys allow people to run QuickTime plugins there at the company? If someone's running, hey, is that looks like QuickTime to me? I mean, do you like get fired?
No, you don't get fired, and in fact, that's perfectly fine. And there are a lot of Mac people here, and you know, DivX is a great technology. So obviously people, the kind of video watching that goes on this office is usually in DivX, but there's a plethora of other formats. As well.
You say there are a lot of Mac people here as if they're lepers. I mean, are they treated as second class citizens?
No, absolutely not. They're wonderful, creative, artistic people who, you know, think different.
Do you have any lepers at DivX?
I won't say officially that we have any lepers, no.
Well, then, you know, I'm going to drop that right there then. Because that's where it deserves to be, right there on the floor. Dying, yeah. Floundering, as it were. No, it sounds like, you know, you've got an uphill battle, but I think keeping your nose to the grindstone and keeping that community in mind as you continue to grow it, I think you'll do very, very well.
Well, that's very nice to hear. Thank you.
Yeah, I can only imagine the tools are going to get smarter too, so that if I'm encoding a video, I can just press a button and just upload it simultaneously to my Stage 6 account.
Well, you can actually do that now from the DivX player. We have a fairly recently added functionality that you can automatically upload a DivX video from the DivX player to Stage 6. But certainly, you know, our goal is to make it as easy as possible for users to interact with the site. So we're always trying to make that happen.
My only concern about that would be the ease of being able to take someone else's content and put it on a site.
Sure, a legitimate concern. And, you know, we have mechanisms in place to certainly guard against copyright infringement, and we take that very seriously.
What, do you have a trunk monkey?
Some of the lepers here at DivX are charged with just monitoring.
See,
that.
I knew you had lepers. I knew it would come out eventually.
Yeah, I had to pick it up off the floor.
I wanted to break that story, and it looks like I did.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.